Hi, this is a dictation for Fatima Wells. F-A-T like Tom, I-M-A-H. Last name is Wells, W-E-L-L-S. Date of birth is 5/8/1981. Date of service is 5/2/2024. Date of accident was 4/29/2023 last year. The patient reports that she is in a constant pain affecting her left shoulder, neck, mid-back, lower back, and the right knee. Since she had an accident on 4/29/2023, and these pains have continued, and she even had a surgery for the left shoulder, but it is still quite painful with no relief. Dr. Gilliard was the orthopedic surgeon. Surgery was done on 4/18/2024, and she's continuing with the physical therapy. Regarding the automobile accident, patient reported the following history. She says that she was a restrained driver on 4/29/2023, driving a Dodge van near Schaefer and Finkel in Detroit, and she was T-boned on the driver's side by car that she doesn't know. She doesn't know the speed of her car or the other car. She reports that the other car ran a red light on East Finkel intersection where she was stopped for the red light, and it hit her car in a T-bone fashion. The other driver was ticketed. The patient was restrained, the airbags deployed, and there was a momentary loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and patient was taken to the hospital by ambulance. Regarding the damage, patient reports that the car is completely totaled. It flipped twice and hit an electric pole on its side after the impact, and the pole was completely broken. Patient has been advised to send the pictures of her accident and impact affected the door on the driver's side, as well as the glass window was broken. However, internal structures of the car like headrest, seat belts, steering wheel, dashboard were all okay. History of presenting illness, patient reports that she is currently suffering from headaches, which are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're constant and they are 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. Sorry, they are 3 to 4 hours they last, and they are constant. And they are affecting the front and the back of the head. Severe, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. And they are not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI reported are loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, and passing out. She reported that she felt weak in her legs and she fell down. She reported that there is no problem with her taste or smell or TMJ. Face is not painful. In addition, patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, any loss of consciousness, seizures, ringing in the ear or buzzing in the ear. There is no history of any nausea, vomiting, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, or any incontinence. Patient reports a moderate difficulty in walking and sleep disturbance. However, there is no sudden anesthesia, no history of anxiety, depression, panic. There is no weakness, lightheadedness, and no lethargy. There is there is no numbness or tingling, except for the left arm involving all the five fingers. and the right posterior part of the thigh up to the knee in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. Regarding the pain, patient reports of suffering from pain in the neck 6, middle back is 8, lower back is 8. The cervical pain is radiating to the left arm according to her posteriorly, and C5-6 nerve distribution affecting all the 5 fingers, as well as radiation lower back pain in the posterior part of the right buttock and right upper thigh posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion up to the knee. In addition, patient reports of pain in the left shoulder, which is 8, and she is only able to lift up to 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion despite her best effort, after which there is severe pain. She recently had a surgery on the left shoulder and is recovering. The right knee is painful to the tune of 8. No pain in the left knee or in the right shoulder is reported. All of these pains are moderately severe to the tune of 6 to 8, and they are continuous. They are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heart-burning, tiring, exhausting, and fearful. Pain is varying from 8 to 10, and pain is in is ADLs are affected 10. The patient has not reported modified factor for the pain, but she reports that it is a battle for her to get better. Past investigation, patient report that she has had x-rays, MRIs at affiliated for all the areas of pain, denies any muscle weakness, bladder bowel incontinence, or any, she has a ongoing numbness and tingling of the left arm and the right posterior thigh. In the past treatment, patient was treated by Dr. Gary Gilliard for the recent surgery. Dr. Sinha, Dr. Vora Khara, V-O-R-A-K-K-A-R-A, and P.A. with Dima Sprague at at the Spine Specialist of Michigan. She was placed on narcotics, narco off and on. She was on narcotics even before the accident for some issues that I have not aware by Ayaz Ahmed. And the records have been requested from all of these providers. So far, nothing has been received. Kindly review the records or the chart for the system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, and relationship status. Patient is single. She has 5 children who don't live with her. They are 20-year-old, 17-year-old, 15-year-old. Current employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain. Last work was DoorDash delivery, and last date to work was June 23rd of the last year. Legal history, patient has Jumana as an attorney. And personal history, she does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs and also for the opiate soaps, Calm, ORT. Mental health screening tools, and for diagnosis, which are already added here, please review the chart for that. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 135 over 82, pulse is 44, pulse ox is 99, height 5'5", weight is 133. 42-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting comfortably, well built, well nourished, hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain cases. She does appear to be overtly anxious, but not lethargic. She has average attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile, independent, without using any adapter device. She has a splint on her shoulder on the left side. Rest of the exam comes from the template. In the skin, please mention three small scars in the area of the left shoulder for the recent shoulder surgery. Neurological examination is negative. Psychiatric examination, patient is severely anxious, looking for pain medications, asking for it. Musculature examination, a quadratus lumbar muscle has a spasm bilaterally, and paravertebral muscles from L1 to L5 is also in spasm without any tenderness or hypertonicity or trigger points. The rest of the muscles have a normal tone, bulk and contraction with no clonus, fasciculation or abnormal tremors, and there are no other muscle spasm, tenderness, no trigger points anywhere else. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is present in L5-S1 and bilateral sacroiliac joint. Range of motion. The cervical spine, forward flexion is 60. Extension is 60. Bilateral side flexion 45. Bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion is 15. And bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. Hoffman sign is negative in the cervical spine. Sperling sign is negative. Lerman test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Sotoval test is negative. No signs of myelopathy are noticed. Thoracic spine, the Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. And in the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Cross leg rest test is positive bilaterally. Breger test negative. Kemp test positive. Davinsky sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joint is positive with mild tenderness. Standing flexion test negative. Iliac compression test negative. Distraction test negative. However, Faber test and Gansman test are positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities, left shoulder and the right knee are positive for pathology. Rest of the extremities, which include the right shoulder, left knee, both elbows, both wrist and hand, both ankle and feet, and both hips, which are found to be completely normal, warm to touch, normal motor power, normal range of motions, no tenderness, normal reflexes, no pedal edema, and quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancies. Notice range of motions are normal, gait is normal. The examination of the left shoulder reveals that on inspection, there are three scars for the recent surgery for shoulder joint repair for the labrum, tear and other issues. On palpation, there are no tenderness, no tender points. Related muscles are normal with no trigger points, no dislocation, fractures noticed. Range of motions, passive range of motion is normal. Active range of motion is limited to 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, beyond which patient experienced pain due to the recent surgery and it is still healing. She is undergoing physical therapy. Muscle strength is 4x5 currently, and special tests were conducted. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive. Speed test, near test, empty beer can test, and Hawking Kennedy test were all positive for this. The elbow joint completely normal, wrist completely normal, hand is completely normal with the negative Tinel sign, Phelan sign, grips are normal. The examination of the right knee reveals on inspection no scar, erythema, effusion. On palpation, mild tenderness, peripatellar. No crepitus grinding or popping is heard. Range of motions are 135 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. Valgus varus abnormality not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign, Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis. In general, V8 9.2 XXT, R26.89, G89.21, Z79.891, M62.830, S09.90 XA, CNS, R51, R52, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0, left shoulder, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30 bursa, and M75.50, S43.432D. Right knee, M25.561, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine, M54.250.20, M54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5XXA, M54.17. Plan of care for Fatima Wells comes from the template. Treatment plan for Fatima Wells is described as follows. Physical therapy comes from the template. Patient will continue, is continuing the therapy for her left shoulder. Lumbar spine is also added, as well as cervical and thoracic spine. In addition to the right knee, that can also be done 3 times a week with traction and massage to the areas requiring. Medications. The non-narcotic medications that are prescribed to the patient are as follows. The first one is the patient has had a fit seeking for narcos that was denied to her, as it is Dr. Gilliard who should have provided. In fact, on 4/18, she has been provided with gabapentin and 90 tablets. And she's provided with Percocet, 60 tablets, one tablet twice a day on 4/1/2024. So it was decided that she should continue seeing them for the Percocets with Dr. Gary Gilliard and revisit them. And so no medications are provided until all the records from the hospital and related providers are received. The patient was quite upset, but that was the decision. However, she can continue her physical therapy. She was given a disability of work, hospital replacement, and transportation. She'll be seen in 7 days' time A cold compression device to the left shoulder was ordered. Maps were reviewed, legs were reviewed. And a lab was ordered for toxicology study to see the current status. No medication was provided, non-narcotic medication, non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry, yes, for her anxiety and possible drug addiction, fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. The records were available and were reviewed. The MRI for the cervical spine shows a disc herniation at C5-6. MRI of the lumbar spine was negative. From affiliated, MRI of the right knee shows negative. MRI of the left knee was negative. MRI of thoracic spine was negative. And MRI of the right shoulder is negative. But MRI of the left shoulder showed a labrum tear, and the patient is undergoing the MRI that was done on 11/7/2023 showed partial thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon around 50%, grade 1 slap tear of the glenoid labrum and mild AC joint. And it was operated, and a arthrogram has recently been done, and the report was not available. The brain MRI was negative. Interventional pain procedure. The patient is undergoing a new MRI for lumbar spine, as she is complaining of too much pain in the lumbar spine. Possibly SI joint injection could be done. Cervical spine, one or two injection with the steroid, epidural injection could be done. Shoulders, no idea, but in the knee, she may need some injection based on pathology found on the new MRI that is being ordered. Surgical options. Patient is already seeing an orthopedic surgeon. Currently, we are not planning to visit a spine surgeon yet. Neuropsych evaluation. The patient does not have very many symptoms of TBI, no need for it. Attended care is not warranted, casework is not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered release from all the providers. Investigations, an MRI of the lumbar spine, a fresh, as well as MRI of the MRI of the right knee is being ordered to identify ongoing pain after 1 year of accident. This is being referred to M1 imaging to get a proper diagnosis. DMEs. The patient has been provided with the cold compress. She already has the back brace and knee brace and tension unit have been provided. Education is yes. Disability is patient is disabled. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Personal support, yes. End of discussion. Thank you.